I read the other day that they redefine internet broadband speed.
Yeah, apparently it's 25 megs now. I've been looking into fiber service from Smithville. They're locally owned, and Smithville's fiber is home to Indiana's fastest internet. Speeds up to a gigabit. That's 1,000 times faster than a megabit.
Wow.
Wow is right. It's time to switch to Smithville.
Don't wait. Switch to Smithville today and get Indiana's fastest internet. For more information, go to switchtosmithville.com. That's switchtosmithville.com.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Now, let's head courtside with Joe Smith and John Callahan.
Welcome back, everyone, to the J.R. Holmes Court, City Southside. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, our producer tonight, Andre Seeker. As the Terre Haute North Patriots will be coming onto the hardwood. South Panthers already in the dressing room tonight, looking for victory number one in Conference Indiana. And really kind of as far as Conference Indiana goes tonight, Columbus North and Columbus East, a non-conference game there, the Battle of Columbus ongoing as we speak. The only other conference games we mentioned, and Andy was adding on his tweet, Andy Graham, covering the Bloomington North Southport game, that Joey Brunk is now in street clothes with a walking boot. So that doesn't look good at all, but hopefully the best. Tough to see a guy go out, but, hey, North plays well tonight. They'll deserve that earned victory. And, what a start. I mean, not to put the cart in front of the horse, but Brunk's a big piece of what they do, and we saw them play, and we know that they don't have the depth to deal with certain teams. Now let's hope North is dialed in, because wow, that would be a true shot in the arm if North could win back-to-back road games in Southern Marion County on successive Friday nights. So that'll be interesting. We'll keep that. Jim Gordillo tells us now with 3:55 left in the first, Edgewood, Dave Mahurin's club has jumped out to an early start, 11-5 over the North Putnam Cougars. And also, the girls won tonight. Claire Phillips, a young lady, sophomore, hit a couple of key free throws with 5.1 seconds left. As Gary Sims' crew, they win that ball game, 33-29. Now they have won 7 in a row and stand 9-4 on the year. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification as we crawl up to the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370.
WGCL Bloomington.
Well, don't forget the Colts on the airwaves actually were full of NFL football starting tomorrow night. That special Saturday night game between the New York Jets. They're playing the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow night, coverage at 8 o'clock, and then we'll shift to Lucas Oil Stadium for that big ball game. And that will be Sunday with the conversation between Chuck Pagano and Bob Lamy at noon, followed by the kickoff at 1 o'clock. And then we'll do our usual Sunday night game, and that will have Arizona and Philadelphia. Right now, Neil Rapp, the public address announcer, asking people to stand for the presentation and singing of our national anthem.
Mr. Boskovitz, we will now perform our national anthem.
Rod Davinsky leading that pep band in the presentation of our colors and the singing of our national anthem as both basketball clubs getting last-minute instructions. Again, Garrett Hickman with a dozen points, Christian Paycheck with 11, and Chris Bamba with 10. They take care of the double-figure scoring tonight as the South JVs win 56-40 the final there. Our broadcast tonight being brought to you in part by Keller Heating and Air Conditioning, your local factory authorized Carrier dealer. Call Keller and Heating and Air Conditioning tomorrow at 812-332-1161. And by Hilliard Lyons, located at 202 South College Avenue. You can visit them online at Hilliard.com. Hilliard Lyons, investment counseling to grow, protect, and manage wealth. They've been doing that around these parts since 1854. Got an updated score from Columbus. East leading Columbus North 18-10. That after the first quarter over there. Again, that's a non-conference game. Columbus North really struggling here. They've lost four in a row since winning their opener, and they are trailing again and struggling again tonight offensively, trailing 18-10 at the end of one. We'll continue to update you from Indianapolis, also from Rochdale tonight, where Dave Mahurin's squad have jumped in front of North Putnam. The girls have already posted a 33-29 win, and we'll be back with the starting lineups and the start of tonight's Conference Indiana matchup as the Panthers welcome in the North Patriots from Terre Haute after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Yeah, Morrison's Appliance, happy holidays to staff and management there on West Kirkwood. And, you know, this year in basketball, there are player of the game, post-game show, player of the game, which we'll be announcing. And, you know, one of our sponsors, we've done it from the outset, is Taylor Quality Cleaning and Restoration, where you don't just clean your glass. They don't anyway. They'll clean your whole doggone house. Online at TaylorQualityCleaning.com. We started our feature in the post game of the Taylor Quality Cleaning and Restoration Clean the Glass. Our top rebounder of the ball game. All of that and lots more in our post-game show. We're just getting started here. Glad you could be with us on a Friday night. Let's take a look at the blue-cladded Terre Haute North Patriots in with a record of 2-2. They'll start Keyshawn Sandifer, 6'1", a senior, at one forward spot, averaging 13 points a ball game. The other forward will be Grant Denani, who is 6'2", a junior, averaging 6.6 points a ball game. In the post, Denny Ziegler, a sophomore, 6'1", averaging 5.3 points a ball game. And the guard tandem will consist of Braxton Bohr, who is an outstanding defensive halfback on that football club, all Conference Indiana. And he is averaging 10 points, a 6'2 senior, for about 195 pounds. And he'll be joined by Jalen Owens, a 6-foot junior. And Owens just a tick or two under double figures, averaging 8 at game time. A basketball club that is shooting better at 48% from three-point range than they are from the field at 41-6, and not a real good free throw shooting team, 60-8. Now let's take a look at the white-clad South Panthers. Josh Hall starts at one forward spot, a 6'5 junior, averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds. Tucker Blackwell in backcourt, 18.6 points a ball game and 4 rebounds, along with Phil King, the setup man, 6-foot sophomore, averaging 4.5 points and 3, almost 4 rebounds a ball game. The leading assist man, 3.5 a game. And the forward spots nailed down by Hunter Lloyd, 6'2 senior, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds. And Chance Coyle, who after a 26-point career night bumped that average up to 12.8 points a ball game and 4 rebounds, the 6'3 sophomore. Time to meet our officials, brought to you by the People's State Bank. We'll do that as Steve Mazingo from Markleville tosses up the ball, and this one is underway. He's working the game along with Joe Bauer from Pittsburgh and Matt Davis from Fishers. As the Panthers throw the ball away, or was it tipped, says Mazingo. It was tipped, and it will retain Panther basketball. Our Meet the Officials brought to you by the People's State Bank. They've been in business for well over 100 years, a bank that truly cares about people. It's right in the name, the People's State Bank. Well, the ball stolen away from the Southsiders, and that was Chance Coyle. And here comes Terre Haute North the other way. They have the ball in the half court, and they throw it away. And stepping in the passing lane that time was Josh Hall. There's Tucker Blackwell, a three, got iron right, fight for the rebound, and cleared out of there. And with it was Denny Ziegler. Ziegler, the sophomore, playing in the post, got some pretty good beef on him as Sandiford takes it down on the wing now. Dishes it over on the left side, and we got a problem and a foul called as Braxton Poor went to the hoop, and he was going to be held onto, and that is Phil King. So King draws the first personal foul of the ball game here. No score, just underway. JV's 7-0. They win it 56-40. Dressed in their navy blue with red numbers trimmed in white. Terre Haute North, the Patriots, red, white, and blue. They pass it around the perimeter, down on the wing. That is Owens, put up a shot, no. Rebounded, cleared for a second by Ziegler. He goes out and gets it and clears it now over to Grant Denani. Running the point, actually, Braxton Poor out as they spread the floor a little bit offensively. Sandifer, nice backdoor pass, but the losing track of the basketball, and they almost lost it. He got it right back, though. And that prevented the damage, and the three-pointer gunned in. So Sandiford, Keyshawn opens up the scoring, and quickly South is down 3-0. In the half court, Tucker Blackwell with the ball, deals it over to Chance Coyle, drives and puts it up, and he'll be going to the line and shooting two. The ball did not go in the hole. Chance with that career night the other night against Decatur Central. Against Southport, when we saw him last Friday night, Coyle was struggling again with his offense, was only 3 of 8, but he had 12 points and 4 rebounds. And he connects on the free throw there. South, a very good start to the free throw shooting accuracy, 78% as a team, and they get 2 of it back. They trail 3-2. Coyle at 85%, the best on the club. 3-2, just underway, opening quarter here. Conference Indiana battle. Running the point is Jalen Owens, and he threw the ball away. He was looking that time for Ziegler, who wasn't at home, down along the far end line, and the ball tossed into the stands, and the Panthers have it now with a chance to take its first lead of the ball game. Gave up a triple to Sandiford on its first possession, Terre Haute North first possession. They're working the half court. Hall pulled way outside, and there is Hunter Lloyd trying to find a seam, and the ball is knocked out of his hands and out of bounds.
It was kind of refreshing watching a game where you don't have big guys in there. I mean, the tallest kid on the floor is 6'4", and kind of refreshing to see that that type of play.
Both teams smallish, but they both play solid defense. South taking care of the basketball, coming in, averaging less than 11 turnovers. Tucker is free. In and out, no. High rebound put up by Hall, no. Again, Hall tried to get it. I think Johnson's going to be on his back. Well, this is, let's wait and see. It could have been King. Let's wait and see. It's going to be on Phil. That's two on King. So King mixing it up, a 6-foot sophomore, that puts South's point guard with two quick personal fouls here in the opening minutes of the quarter. Sandifer tried to find a seam. He couldn't do so, but he was held on to.
Looked like a reach by Hunter Lloyd.
Yep, Hunter's first personal foul. So a lot of whistle tooting here early. So Phil King leaves early. He sits down. And we'll wait and see who checked into the ball game. There's a shot taken and missed by Terre Haute North. And here comes Tucker Blackwell the other way. New face for the Panthers, Ben Chasteen. Inside move. The bucket, the ball did not go down in the hole for Hall, but he'll go to the line, Josh will, and he'll shoot two.
Great look inside by Blackwell.
Blackwell trailing Phil King in total assists this year, 21-18 going into this ball game, and also a decent free throw shooter. He's been hot at times and sometimes not as warm. And he connects on the first, misses here. So he's one of two, a 68% free throw shooter, but we're tied at three now after Terre Haute North had the early lead. Down on the wing, Denani gives it up now, and running the point now is Braxton Poor. He sure looks a lot smaller than he did in that football uniform. Denani out of the corner, a three, no good. Cleared out of there. Great positioning by Josh Hall. Hands it over to Blackwell. Tucker down the lane, lays it up and in. Tucker Blackwell driving and hitting, finding the lane open to his liking, and the Panthers on a little 5-0 run. Keyshawn Sandifer, their leading scorer, averaging 13.3 points a ball game with a three already, goes down the lane, put up a shot. JR wanted a charge, didn't get it. Sandifer got the offensive rebound and put it back in, and he's got all 5 points. Tied at five with 4:32 to play in the opening quarter. Terre Haute North in a switching man-to-man. Down on the wing left, out of the corner, a three ball. And that is Ben Chastain. Chastain could shoot it out there, although he hasn't shot that many. We know he could shoot the long ball, the perimeter ball, but at game time, he had only hit one of four from behind the line. Now he's two of five. Gives the Panthers an 8-5 lead. Terre Haute North with the basketball. Denanni clears it over to Sandifer, and he's dribbling out around the Panther paw at the center of the home court here. Denanni with it, cross-court pass, trying to find the postman Ziegler on the inside. No, but he got the rebound, did Ziegler and Denanni, and they'll have another possession as Owens delivers it over to Keyshawn Sandifer. How about that start for Sandifer? He's got all 8 points for Terre Haute North, and we're tied at eight. Across the timeline, Tucker Blackwell leaves it for Chance Coyle. Around the screen by Hall. Chance back to Hall, over to Tucker. Tucker will have a new set now, steps back. He'll shoot the three there, hit a humongous three on a step-back shot against Southport in that fourth quarter, down in the waning minutes of that ball game that tied the game up. And then didn't miss by too much. They could have won the ball game at the buzzer on about a 55-foot heave that got iron left. 8-8 our score. The Panthers contend with running and passing and sharing the basketball, which they've done excellent fashion this year, as grabbing a hold of Josh Hall was Denny Ziegler, his first personal foul, the team's third.
The Panthers being very patient in that last possession.
A.J. Smith checks into the ball game. He comes in. We'll get the other Terre Haute North sub in a second as Ben Chastain delivers it over to Tucker Blackwell down the lane again. Tipped around, tipped up, no good by Hall, and cleared out of there. And that is Kobe Riley, who's checked into the ball game. One of the taller Patriots at 6'3". He's been averaging about 6 points a ball game. We're tied at eight. Patriot basketball in the half court. Denanni with it down the lane against pressure by Lloyd. There's a shot of three, and Terre Haute North's got the lead back. And that was a three gunned in by Jalen Owens. Owens averaging about three a ball game, and Terre Haute North, who had an early 3-0 lead, back up with a three-point lead at 11-8. With it is Tucker Blackwell over to Hunter Lloyd, trying to spin inside. Free is Hall. He got it. Josh Hall knocks one down. His 52% shooting, one of the better accuracies from two-ball range. He's got three here, and the Panthers trail by one, 11-10, with a minute 57 to play here in the opening quarter. Denanni pulled way outside, delivers it over to A.J. Smith. He'll run the point now, the veteran senior guard setting the pick. Denanni around it, on the pass to Owens, back to Denanni, back to Owens. Panthers playing man-to-man here, 11-10 trailers they are, with a minute 37 to play here in the first quarter. A.J. Smith trying to work against Chastain. Put up a shot, no. Fight for the ball. They kept it alive, and that was Ziegler. But he threw it and actually tapped it right into Chance Coyle's hand. Here come the white-clad Panthers the other way. Tucker Blackwell now pulled way outside. Deals it over to Ben Chastain. He comes from right to top of the circle. Now deals it down on the left wing. It is Hunter Lloyd, who's yet to get tracked offensively. Ben inside. Chastain shut off. Good defense that time by Kobe Riley. Now they run the post. That is Hall. Shot fake. Put up a shot. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Hall, very good move inside. Yep. Drawing the foul on poor.
A lot more aggressive tonight early on from Josh Hall, and he's the one dishing it out rather than the other way around, where he's been a little out of position. And really, as we mentioned, John has hurt himself getting into early foul troubles, and he's working on a pretty good quarter here as he rims in and out, no good.
He's got three rebounds and 3 points.
Well, he's missed his last two from the line. As we mentioned, a 68% free throw shooter. Not bad, but has been running hot and cold at the free throw line, and right now he's a tad chilly. So now he is two out of four from the line. Make it two out of four, and we're tied at 11. So Josh Hall off the Schneid with 4 points here in the opening quarter as A.J. Smith runs the point. Gives it up now over to Sandifer's at a big quarter, scoring 8 points, including two triples. 44 seconds to play. Todd Wolfley, the head coach, standing in front of his bench, wanting perhaps a one final shot here in this half-court possession. Terre Haute North playing well. Got down by as many as three. Now they are knotted after leading on two different occasions by three. And, John, that appears what Terre Haute North will do, and that's go for the final shot.
It's like we're in line for a low-scoring game.
Well, we had one last year. And Terre Haute North didn't score any in the third quarter on its home court. South shut them out 14 to nothing. They work it over to Sandifer, and out on him is Hall, and now what do we got? We got a push inside, and I think they're going to nail Kobe Riley. The big center got nailed on a push, and that was too bad because Terre Haute North had worked the ball well. Too bad if you're a Patriot fan. We'll take that. 11-11, and the Panthers will have the final shot. They better get it to the rim, and they do, and that is Hall, and he misfires from three, and that's the end of the first quarter. Tied at 11 on our commercial service scoreboard. Second quarter action coming up after this one-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Side out, Terre Haute North to start number two. Joe Smith, John Callahan, our producer, Andre Seeker. As we're underway, tied at 11. John will give you the shooting stats here in a second. With the basketball, top of the key, Owens threw it away, looking for Sandifer, rather Smith, and it skipped away from him.
That's the second time that Owens has done a pass like that. Shooting splits quickly. Terre Haute North 40%, 4 of 10. They were actually better from behind the arc, 3 of 5 for 60%. Panthers and Chile, 3 of 10 from the field, 1 of 3 behind the line.
Well, that's what we told you during the pregame. The Terre Haute North, a better three-point shooting team percentage-wise than they are from two-ball range. And there's an errant pass that Chance Coyle tried to thread a bit too fine that time to Hunter Lloyd, and he couldn't hang on to it. Out of bounds to Terre Haute North. 11-11 in the second quarter early on. Tonight's broadcast being brought to you in part by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye LASIK. 812-334-1213. Don't wait any longer. Give them a call over the weekend. 7.5 to play. A.J. Smith stays in the ball game as Terre Haute North attacks. Owens, hit a triple. And Sandiford has two himself. He's got the basketball right now. He had 8 of the 11 points. There's Smith trying to get two of it back. No. And a fight. And let's see. Somebody shoving off against a Panther. And it looked to be that time A.J. Smith. He went and chased his own ball. And I'll take that back. It wasn't Smith. It was Grant Denanny. So Denanny picks up his first personal foul. Regardless, South has the basketball trying to break the 11-11 knot right now. Chance deals it over to Tucker Blackwell. Pulled way outside. Owens on him, man-to-man. They deal it down now. Work Coyle on the left side. Denanny on him. Ball almost stolen by Denanny. Hall down. Good ball movement out of the corner. An air ball shot and a shove. Well, we've had the amount of fouls tonight called, and, John, they've all been atypical because they've all been shove-off fouls.
They have indeed. Kobe Riley, JR, said he was one of their best post player guys. I think one reason why he doesn't start, he gets in foul trouble. He's already got two in this ball game.
Yeah, and he only played the waning seconds of the waning minute or two of the first quarter, and he's already on the Pines, along with Keyshawn Sandifer, who comes out with 8 points. Here's Hall again at the free throw line, 2 out of 4 tonight, and that's terrible looking. And the ball, and that was the front end of the 1-1, so Bloomington South already in the 1-1 bonus here, and we still have tons of time before halftime. We're tied at 11, Hall off to a 2-for-5 night at the free throw line, and there is a foul before the shot. Again, the referees for tonight, Steve Mazingo from Markleville, Matt Davis from Fishers, and Joe Bauer from Pittsburgh. Usually, they all come from the same neighborhood, so to speak, but Markleville's over in, that's out east around on the way by Anderson, I think. Fishers is in Fishers, obviously, north of Indy, and Pittsburgh's to the west of Indianapolis. Must have all met at the Harding truck stop. There's a travel call and a turnover against Terre Haute North, and the Panthers have the ball. Not a real enlightening game offensively, John. We're tied at 11. No one has scored here in the second quarter.
Yeah, neither team, again, shooting the ball very well outside of Terre Haute North behind the arc. They're now 3-6 behind the arc.
Round the screen. Coyle again trying to get to, well, he's that kind of a player. He's the leading assist man on this ball club, or the second leading assist man behind Phil King. He and Tucker both have 18. King leads with 21 assists going into this one. And Chance, a very unselfish player, but he's tried to find that line twice and has, well, thrown it away one time, and that one they got lucky. Last touch by Terre Haute North. Ben Chasteen stays in, aiding running the point with Phil King down the bench with two. And again, we got a problem inside. That one official must have real, he must have been to Pearl Vision today, because he called that one from about the timeline. That he found a guilty party in Ziegler, and that's two on him.
He joined Riley with two personal fouls.
Well, two of their taller players, I'll just put it to you that way. We haven't seen Braylon Compton yet. He's been averaging 7 points a ball game. And the free throw is up and good. We got a new Patriot in. We'll try to get that in the second. I think that's Braylon Compton there. We'll check out the jersey number. He just checked into the ball game. No, that's Jovan Morris, a 6'1 sophomore. Jovan Morris is now playing. And the Panthers break the tie. Who was at the line? I was busy.
That was Chasteen. He hit both of them.
Yep. Been an 83% free throw shooter. So Chasteen has his name in the scorebooks. Shot fake with it. That is Braylon Compton. He is in the game now along with Jovan Morris. So Todd Wolfley going to his bench quite liberally. 5:35 to play in the second quarter, 13-11. Way outside, Owens now against man pressure. Also, Connor Seifers has checked in, a 6'2 senior for J.R. Holmes. Shot straight out, the ball barely got iron. Rebounded, though, by Denanny. They'll try it again. Owens a three, shoving off. They got the ball back, and that was Braylon Compton, and he rolled it in. Not so sure he didn't give a big shove off to a Panther. Nonetheless, no call. And we're tied up again at 13, and now we got problems. And again, another foul call.
Hey, down there close to the basket, you better not have a hand on somebody, because you're going to get called for a foul.
So Terre Haute North, almost a new starting five out there with the addition of Jovan Morris, a sophomore. Here's Hall again at the line, and he can't buy a free throw after he hit his first of the night, his first two. He's 2 of 6. He's missed his last four. Still tied at 13. Blue-clad of Terre Haute North Patriots across the timeline they come. With it now, holding the basketball is Jovan Morris, a sophomore. Down on the wing, Denanny will fire, and he'll miss here. And over-the-shoulder foul?
Should be.
Or a shove-off. Let's see who got who.
Hall did a pretty good job of blocking out.
He did. But Josh has got to be thinking to himself, now's time. I'm getting fouled a lot, getting good position. Let me reward myself by hitting these free throws. Panthers now in the double bonus, the final 4:44 to play. And here's Josh Hall, who's missed four in a row.
Now this is his seventh opportunity.
This will be, and he misses here, but it's a two-shot foul. So double bonus into effect for the final 4:44, and boy. And Josh was off and dealing. He had four quick points, hit his first two free throws, and he hasn't hit one since. There, he finally snaps the streak. 3 of 8. And he gets a rest. But he gives the Panthers a 14-13 lead. So the Southsiders will try to take advantage now as they apply a little full-court pressure, perhaps. They now trap. A 2-1-1 trap, and they threw it away. South does the job offensively. Inside, nice pass, and Tucker Blackwell on the basket, his second. beautiful entry pass by Chris Bamba. Give him the assist, Anani. And now the Panthers out to what amounts to their biggest lead of the night at 3, 16-13. It has not been a good offensive show here to date. 11-11 at the end of the first quarter. Denani out of control. Shot taken and missed by Owens. Cleared out of there by Tucker Blackwell. Leading the break with it, and they throw you away, and that was Bamba.
Three turnovers for the Panthers.
Little out, a little too fast to satisfy J.R. Holmes, who is up, not caring for that possession. Albeit it didn't last long thanks to a bad pass by Bamba. 4:03 to play, 16-13. Well, the trap worked last time. Let's see if Norris solves it. They do, but barely. Down on the wing is Owens. Back out it goes now. And with the basketball is A.J. Smith. He's running the point. Sandifer on the bench with 8 points. He hasn't played much here in the second quarter. Down on the block, spinning, firing. As I say that, he's in there right now and took that shot and missed. Cleared out of there by the Southsiders. Oh, nice crossover move by Blackwell. Tucker Blackwell with a beautiful crossover move. His third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points, and it's the biggest lead of the ball game at 18-13. As Terre Haute North has been held to one basket here over the course of the first 5 minutes of the second quarter. Smith pulled out to Nanny now with the basketball, and Blackwell right in front of him. South in their man-to-man as A.J. Smith handles the basketball around Chastain, and another foul. And Smith will be going to the free throw line.
I tell you, Smith can explode to the basket.
Yeah, he's got a good first step. He's been around. Played a lot of basketball for the Pats, a senior, did not start, but is running the point right now and steps to the free throw line. Now, that being said, Terre Haute North not a real good shooting team from the line. Only 63% as a team. They trail by five, try to whittle it down, and they'll do that by one. 18-14. Every time I talk about negative averages, it seems that it always works the other way around. I can't even throw a hex on the opposing team.
Murphy's Law.
5-point lead was our largest by South. Smith bends the knees and sends it. Got them both. His first two of the night. And it's 18-15, a one-possession game. So Tucker Blackwell will run the point now, walking it across the timeline. Down on the right wing. Hasn't attempted a three-point shot yet. They reverse it. Hunter Lloyd hasn't taken many shots in the offense. There's that step back three by Tucker, and he got it. So Blackwell with the step back three. And he's had that dialed in most of the year. Blackwell shooting 35% from behind the line. He's got 9. And again, the biggest lead of the ball game, 21-15. And we'll break as Todd Wolfley wants a little powwow for 30. So we'll break for a half minute with 2:35 before half. We're in the second quarter on a commercial service scoreboard. Panthers 21-15 over Terre Haute North. Back in a half minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. The home score, Joe Smith, John Callahan, our producer, Andre Siefker. Biggest lead of the ball game, 21-15, 2:34 before halftime. Chastain stays in the ball game, I do believe. Panthers knocked it away. Connor Seifers with the steal. Over to Blackwell. Blackwell now warming up with 9 points. Down on the wing. Now it's Hunter Lloyd's turn. Let's see if he can get off the schneid. Back out it goes over to Seifers. Seifers puts me in remind of France a little bit, just the way he goes about and works. A beautiful play, and Seifers talking about it. Back up over his head. And that was a beautiful entry pass by Hunter Lloyd. Seifers with his first two. 23-15, and the Panthers on a little bit of a run now. Terre Haute North really struggling, and the ball's knocked loose, stolen away, and now we got a tackle by A.J. Smith and a Panther to the hardwood. And we'll see who that is. As he turns around, that's Chance Coyle. So Coyle will be shooting two. Again, reminder that Bloomington South went in the double bonus at the 4:44 mark, and they've used it to their advantage. Although Josh Hall has struggled from the free throw line, missing 5 tonight, Coyle has hit 3 in a row. You expect that out of him. Well, that 26-point effort he had the other night against Decatur Central pumped his average up to just under 13 a ball game. But chances filling in a lot of boxes this year. Almost 6 rebounds, 3 assists, steal and a half a ball game, shooting 85% from the free throw line. Boy, you were counting on him to tie that ball game, and he throws it in and out, no good, and it falls in the arms of Jovan Morris. We were looking for him to tie. He hadn't missed one the other night at Southport in a close ball game, trying to tie it at 41 there down the stretch, and he had hit every shot he had taken from the line, and just like tonight, he misfired.
Almost got a steal there.
24-15. Well, he gets irked at himself when he misses those free throws. There's a ball around and off, taken and missed by Kobe Riley, who's checked back into the ball game, playing with two personal fouls. Chasing Blackwell is Sandiford. Now Seifers back over to Chris Bamba. Bamba shot fake over to Hunter Lloyd, and he is going to be tackled, and that's going to be three on Riley.
Yeah, I think that's why he doesn't start.
Well, he is a big boy now. He's off their football team as well, and He hands on his hips, and he'll be sitting back down.
He attracts those fouls like a picnic attracts flies.
So Riley now with three personal fouls will be coming in as soon as Hunter Lloyd.
Wow.
Well, and Hunter misfires. And you don't see that very often. Well, we told you who it's, you know, it doesn't matter who's shooting them this year. Aggregate-wise, from the line, they're 78%, and I'll be doggone if Hunter Lloyd doesn't miss both of them. And he's at 76%. Hunter's had a great year, senior campaign, averaging 11 points. Still trying to nail down his first points of the first half, 24-15. But he's a defensive player big time, and he almost stole the ball again. They work it down on the wing, and Terre Haute North is having a very difficult time, John, getting into its offense.
Well, the perimeter defense being applied by the Panthers, that has a lot to do with it.
They have scored only 4 points here in this quarter. Bloomington South taking advantage of some good defense.
They've taken away the drive to the basket, too.
They have kind of found a new zipper and zipped that up from about the end line to the top of the key. And you're right, that's where North was getting. Although, that being said, three of their field goals tonight, and they've only had five total in the opening half. Three of those have been three-pointers. So they'll play perhaps for the final shot with the basketball. And the give and go is Compton. Or check that, Morris, Jovan Morris, the young sophomore. Now they give it up over to Sandiford. He's been quiet. He had 8 points in the opening quarter. Didn't play, I'd say, maybe 3 minutes of this quarter. Back in, still hasn't scored. And now we're down to 15, and Terre Haute North going for the final shot. 10 seconds to play. They trail by 9, one-on-one against Hunter Lloyd. Down the line, Hunter got him, and the ball goes in and out, no good. But to the line will go Sandifer. And he'll shoot two. So that foul they put, not on Lloyd. Bamba came over from the help side, and I guess they nailed Chris, huh? Yeah, he's got two. Here's Sandifer at the line, rolled it in with 6 seconds to play. So South will have a good look at the final shot here in the quarter. 9 points in the ball game, the first of the quarter for Keyshawn Sandifer, the 6'1 senior veteran for Todd Wolfley, trying to cut the Panther lead to 8 in the air, and he does. So he connects on both. He's in double figures, and the Southsiders will have the final shot. Lloyd across the timeline, give and go. Blackwell almost slipped, fell down, throws up a three, got it! At the buzzer! So Tucker Blackwell ends up with a couple of threes, gunning one in at the buzzer to end the first half to give Southside a 27-17 lead in a 12-point first half for Tucker Blackwell, who continues his consistent, outstanding scoring in this, his senior year. We have arrived at halftime, and our halftime show brought to you in part by J&S Locksmith, by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized carrier dealer serving Monroe County and the surrounding area since 1972. Go online at kellerheating.com. John will return, as will I, to the home scored here. Little Christmas festivity put on by the Pompettes. Not dressed in purple, but very apropos that they be dressed in white skirts and Santa hats. And doing a nice number for the nice crowd on hand here on the city south side. 27-17, South with the 10-point halftime lead, and our halftime show commences after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, the South dance team taking care of the entertainment at halftime as we come back. 27-17, Todd Wolfley still with his Patriots of Terre Haute North in the dressing room. Panthers got behind early, 3-3. Terre Haute North led 11-8, but the Panthers sealed them off the latter half of the second quarter, leading here at halftime 27-17. And to tell you how they did it with his first half stats, here's John.
Okay, Joe, the Panthers shot well in that second quarter, hitting 5 of 6 shots to put themselves in a position to get the lead like they have it. And on the other side, Terre Haute North just hit 1 of 8. So that wasn't very good for them. And that's, you know, if the Panthers were hitting their free throws, we'd have a much better than a 10-point lead for the Panthers. Leading the way scoring-wise, Tucker Blackwell has 12 points, 5 of 9 from the field, 2 of 3 behind the arc. Did not go to the charity stripe, leads the Panthers with 5 rebounds, 5 points each from Josh Hall. Hall scored 4 of the 5 in the first quarter. He's got 3 rebounds, but he's really labored at the free throw line. He is 3 of 8 from the stripe. Chastain hit a 3-ball in the first quarter, has a couple of free throws for his 5 points. Chance Coyle with 3 points, all of those coming from the charity stripe. Connor Seifers with a 2-point basket. For Terre Haute North, they were led by Keyshawn Sandifer, scored 8 of his 10 points in the first quarter. Jalen Owens has 6. Raylan Compton has 2. A.J. Smith has 2 to round out Terre Haute North's scoring. Shooting splits, Panthers an even 50%, 8 of 16. But they're that's good for the field, but they're likewise 8 of 16 from the free throw line. Well, you don't see that very often. 50% from the same number of made and the same number of attempts, but that's the way it is here in the first half. Panthers 3 of 6 from the three ball land. Terre Haute North 5 of 18, 28%, 4 of 10 from the stripe, 40%. They hit all 4 of their free throw attempts. Terre Haute North with 12 rebounds. Panthers have 10, Terre Haute North 8 turnovers, Bloomington South only 3. Our score here at the half, 27-17.
And earlier tonight in the JV game, Garrett Hickman with 12, Christian Paycheck 11, and Chris Bamba with 10. South, Aaron Parker's JV 7-0, 56-40. Our halftime show has been brought to you in part by J&S Locksmith, by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. Tucker Blackwell hitting that last second triple, and the Southsiders will have the basketball side out to start the second half. We hear that via Andy Graham on his Twitter, the HD covering the North-Southport game. That game just started at about 8:45, so it'll be a long night for them. Well, so not too long of a night, and maybe they can ride home with a victory. All right, here we go. Same starting five as, let's see, yep, Phil King. Taken out after two quick fouls, did not play at all in the second quarter, but he's back in running the point to start the second half. Panthers 27-17 leaders, and there's a travel call against Josh Hall. Well, Hall got off to a good start. He had 5 points in the opening half, but as John told you, he's missed 5 free throws. That's brought that aggregate down to 50%, as J.C. told you, only 8 of 16. There's Sandifer finding the open man in the block by Chance Coyle on the shooter, and that's Denny Ziegler.
I tell you, Chance doing a great job, Joe, not fouling him. I mean, getting it all in the body.
Kid's got great instincts, John.
Sure does.
You could tell his dad was, he still is a coach, but was a head coach and a very successful one down in Southern Indiana before he transferred up here out from Washington. 27-17, our score. No one has scored here. And the Terre Haute North with a second possession after the nice defensive block by Chance Coyle. Down on the wing, they whip it around. Benanni hasn't scored any. He's been hot and cold this year. When he's on, and he hasn't scored a point. He's been averaging about seven a ball game, and the ball's kicked out of bounds. It'll be Patriot basketball. Just to the left in their end zone. Looking, Owen still looking, and now finds Sandiford. He was the only double-figure scorer for the blue-cladded Patriots with 10. Poor will take a poor shot and barely got iron. Here comes Hunter Loy to the glass, and he can't buy a basket tonight as he misses that one. Laid it up too soft, and it caught the under part of the rim and would not go in. So Lloyd still struggling, hasn't scored a point, has missed his only two free throws. Sandifer with the body, no call there. Shot taken and missed, and a put back in by Denny Ziegler. So Ziegler on the rebound, basket off the missed shot that time. By Keyshawn Sandifer. Lloyd giving it up to Hall, shooting Coyle a three. Chance Coyle. Well, it's only right and fitting, I guess, that his first bucket of the night be a triple. He shoots 42% from behind the line, and he was dialed in big time the other night, hitting 4 of 5 from behind the line en route to that 26-point effort against Decatur Central.
Obviously did a lot for his confidence.
With the basketball now, Sandifer outside. And now Bloomington South almost changing his defenses here a little bit. Now they're still in a man-to-man. Bill King out on Owens. Jalen Owens has been held to 3 points tonight. Now there's a beautiful pass inside, and they beat the defense that time with a beautiful look pass. And the recipient was Denny Ziegler. He's got both of their field goals, and that was a beautiful assist by Grant Denanny. Lead back down to 9. Panthers lead at 30-21. With it is Blackwell over to King. Bill back to Blackwell. Or I take that back, Coyle. Now Blackwell with the basketball. Leaves it now. Josh Hall. Beautiful pass inside, but Hunter Lloyd couldn't hang on to it. It goes off his knee and out of bounds. Turnover at Bloomington South. Patriot basketball, and Hunter will sit out. Shaking his head. Senior struggling tonight, but he can still get better tonight. He's had good nights tonight. This is just an off night for the senior, averaging 11 points a ball game. Here comes North Patriots the other way. Owens now in the half court, right wing, deals it, gets it right back from Denanny. Now he'll run the point. 4:47 to play in the third. Sandiford, he's been running hot and cold. He got hot early in that first quarter and then didn't play, but about 4.5 minutes of the second quarter. That being said, with his good start in the first quarter, he scored 10 points and is the leading Patriots scorer, 10 of the 21. Ziegler's got both their baskets here in the third quarter. With it, he walked Denanny, and that was obvious. Or check that. That was Braxton Poor.
9 turnovers for Terre Haute North.
Well, they've been a basketball club that has been turning it over. That's gotten them into foul troubles, but into problems winning basketball games. Now, this is only their fifth game of the year now. And they have played some pretty good ball clubs. With it is Blackwell. Shot fake from 3, and they grabbed him on the arm, and that was Grant Denanny. That is his second personal foul now. 30-21. 4:04 to play here in the third quarter. A.J. Smith getting ready to check into the ball game. Here comes Kobe Riley. He'll come back into action. Hasn't played all that much, but has picked up 3 personal fouls.
I bet he picks up his 4th here in about a minute.
Callahan predicting. We'll see if it comes to fruition. Panthers with the basketball. Well, they couldn't hold on to it. For a good solid possession as Chastain threw 1 down and around the shoe tops of Phil King and out of bounds. So the turnover gives it right back to Terre Haute North. So Chastain, who had a big first half, scoring 5 off the bench for JR when King got in foul trouble. Phil playing in there now in the South playing a little soft 2-3 zone. Reversing the ball now. Owen stops and fires. Got iron. That's it. And Blackwell will run the break. Now North gets back, three against three. Out of the corner, King rims a three. No good. Cleared out of there, Sandifer. And we go back the other way. 3:29 to play in the quarter. Been kind of sparse with the scoring here. South with only one field goal. That was a three-pointer by Coyle, and that's been it. Last year in this ball game, Terre Haute North didn't score at all in the third quarter. Got blank 14-0. South won that game 48-33. Now we got a whistle and a grab inside, and John's right.
Thank you very much.
Kobe Riley, number four.
He's a classic case of a football player playing basketball.
30-21. Well, he's got some long hair, but he won't have to towel it off much because he hasn't used the body that much to work up a sweat.
No, he worked up more of a sweat in the warm the layup line.
2:54 to play. South looking for its second field goal. That being said, they still lead by nine. 2:48 to play. Ball movement is crisp here in the half court. Shot fake. Blackwell, left wing, air ball. Rebound, Josh Hall. Stuffed it back in. Tucker probably say that was a pass. It got the job done because Hall plucked it out of the air and put it back in, and Todd Wolfley has seen enough. Biggest lead of the ball game has reached 11, 32-21. We'll break for a half minute on our commercial service scoreboard. 2:30 to play in this one. Panthers lead it comfortably by 11. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back at the J.R. Holmes court. Southside leading 32-21, looking to even up things in Conference Indiana after that disappointing Friday night of a week ago, losing by a deuce. 45-43 at the buzzer, technically, to Southport. Southport and Bloomington North currently engaged in first quarter action at the Southport Fieldhouse. Any updates from Andy Graham on that one, J.C.?
Yeah, we're checking on that.
2.5 to play in this one. Edgewood all over North Putnam. They have forced them into 23 turnovers.
They finished the game with 26.
Huh.
54-27 the final.
Well, the best defensive effort of the year for Edgewood as they hold North Putnam 27 points. More importantly, they stay unbeaten in the WIC. This one, 11-point spread. Good ball movement against the zone. Now South comes out and gunning a three-pointer in. And shooting it right down through the well was Braylon Compton, who's got 5 points now. Well, almost as many threes, but we told you that in the pregame. That's kind of been the mode of operandi for Terre Haute North. We got a whistle and a problem. And a foul is going to be nailed on a blue-shirted Patriot. I don't know if Compton was the guilty party. Apparently he was. And that is three on Compton now. South is not, and there's foul number four as Owens clobbered Phil King, who will be going to the line and shooting two. Well, South has been held to only two field goals, but they lead by eight. It was 11. That was the largest lead of the ball game. And here's Phil. Only his fourth free throw of the year, and he guns it in. He hadn't missed any. Now, see, John, this will work the other way, but King's a good free throw shooter.
That puts a lot of much rotation on that ball.
And it's in the air, and he got both of them. So he's still perfect on the air. And he's in the scorebooks for the first time. King with 5 of 5 this year. Not fouled that often, but when he gets fouled, he delivers at the line. His first two of the night. Back to a 10-point lead and a 5-second violation or a timeout.
They had to call a timeout.
Had to.
Avoid the 10-second call.
It was running up quite close to 10. And by that time, Todd Wolfley wanted a timeout. We'll break for a half minute with a minute 48 to play in the third. 34-24. Southside on our commercial service scoreboard. Back in a half, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. And before we go any further, with the Panthers leading 34-24 with 1:48 to play in the third, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
The Colts, heard here all season long on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL Bloomington.
Terre Haute North trailers by four. The Colts on the airwaves against Houston, a key divisional game in the South. Both teams are 6-7. Noon pregame with Bob Lamy and Chuck Pagano. Kickoff from Lucas Oil at 1 o'clock. North running its offense, dealing it down, shot out of the wing, and that is Archie Owen, or rather a new face into the ball game. That is Josh Shefke. He punted the football this past year for the Patriots. He comes in and nails his first field goal. And we got a problem and a turnover, and Terre Haute North has the basketball, and they trail by only 8. 34-26 with a minute 12 to play here before the end of the third quarter. So a modest little run. They haven't been prolific by any stretch of the imagination here in the third quarter, but they've been a little bit at a time and getting into that 11-point lead. Compton, a shot fake from three over to Jovan Morris, who's checked back into the ball game. A.J. Smith. So they got a lot of new faces in there right now. Denanny still hasn't scored tonight, so they've held him in check. A.J. Smith from three-ball range. Good defense. South briefly toyed with a little zone. Now back Chasteen on Smith. He'll arch one, misses here. And let's see, an over-the-shoulder foul whistled against the Patriot. Or did they call a foul, or did the ball hit the guy wire?
I think it hit the guy wire.
No harm, no foul. There definitely was no foul on the play. Now the Panthers will work for the final shot. Well, it was 11. Now it's to 8, and South has the ball, and they'll play for one. Hunter Lloyd has yet to score tonight. And he dishes it off to Chance Coyle. 34-26, down to 10, and now they'll really get rolling. Chasteen comes out. Blackwell wants it. He hit a three to end the second quarter and gets it right there. There's a lane, down the lane, off the glass and through. And Tucker Blackwell, it knows exactly with his great court awareness exactly how much time he has, where the hole is. He threaded the needle on the left wing, laid it up at the buzzer, and has ended now the last two quarters with final buckets. A three that ended the first half, a deuce that ends the third quarter, and a Blackwell with 14 points on the night. Panthers lead it 36-26. Final 8 minutes coming up on our commercial service scoreboard. After this 1 minute break, you're listening to South Panther basketball. Back to action. Terre Haute North with the basketball. They've been held to 24 scant points tonight, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. Good defense over there by Ben Chasteen, who's played an excellent, excellent ball game off the bench tonight.
Joe Quick shooting splits. Terre Haute North up to 35%, 9-26. Panthers remaining consistent, right at 50%.
Panthers, one reason they had a 10-point lead at half was their shooting in the second quarter. They were 5-6. Terre Haute North held to one field goal in 8 tries, and I tell you, it's been, the exception to the rule when they've hit one, like there, and that's a 3-pointer. But that'll knock the score down, and that's Jalen Owens. That's his second of the night, his first of the second half. And that said, the lead is down to 7 now all of a sudden. 36-29, just underway here in the fourth and final quarter. Ben Chasteen playing out, giving Tucker Blackwell a breather. Bill King gets the ball. I take that back. Tucker stays in the game. Hunter Lloyd with it right now. Let's see who's out. Josh Hall appears to be the Panther out right now. So Blackwell wanting the ball. King, nice entry pass. Oh, what a nice move by Chance Coyle inside. His first regular field goal. He's got 5. And he's got 8 on the ball game. And that was all Chance Coyle. After getting the assist to Phil King. Saw him inside, but there's a walk call against a Patriot, and the guilty party was Denny Ziegler, who has struggled tonight. Here comes a couple of guys back into the lineup for Terre Haute North, A.J. Smith being one of them. Grant Denanny, talking about a guy that has struggled, John. He came in averaging almost 7 a ball game. He hasn't hit anything tonight. He hasn't scored a point.
Yeah, he took one shot, a 3-ball in the first quarter, and he missed that.
38-29, Southside with a 9-point lead in the basketball. Down on the wing and another whistle, and the grab called early. It'll be a non-shooting foul. South will have the basketball underneath its own basket.
Sanford, they fooled him off. He had 10 points in the first half. He only took one shot in the third quarter, and he missed that.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by South Central Oral Surgery. They'll help you with everything from wisdom teeth removal to teeth in a day. Visit their website sometime this weekend at IndianaOralSurgery.com. 38-29. Panthers pitching a defensive jam here tonight. Down the lane, Tucker Blackwell, and it rolls in. Got that Blackwell roll. So Tucker, with his second field goal of the second half, he's got 16 in the ball game.
He's had six of his last seven attempts.
There's a long three by Owens. Misses here, and it's cleared out of there by the Southsiders. Ending up with the basketball, Tucker Blackwell. Tucker's been averaging about four caroms a ball game, and there's a silly foul by Ben Chastain as he reached in that time. That's the first personal foul in the second half against South.
That drive was on Denny.
Oh, was it?
It was on Denny.
I'm take that back. I thought they called it the other way.
Nope. They could have called it the other way, but fortunately for us, they didn't.
So Denny picks up his third personal foul. So he is still having a struggle of it tonight. Denny. 40-29, back to an 11-point lead after the roll in by Blackwell. Chastain down low, ball knocked loose, last touch by Chastain out of bounds.
Nice look inside by Coyle with the entry pass.
Connor Seifers has also scored off the bench tonight, so JR has gotten 7 points off the bench in this low-scoring affair.
Bamba hasn't scored, but he's got two assists, Chris Bamba.
We haven't seen Trey Bamba yet. Chris's cousin, shot fake inside and stumbling and falling down, and Panthers wanting a travel in Braxton Poor. And the Terre Haute North fans excited. That is the first personal foul in the second half against the Panther. And the Patriot fans getting excited. And there is foul number two. That last one, that one is on Hunter Lloyd. I can't tell you that. So two quick fouls. A non-shooting foul.
Still a long way, though, from shooting free throws.
Terre Haute North will trigger it out. Sandifer, by the way, is back in. Yeah, his shots have been limited. He gets the ball. You can almost figure he's going to shoot it. He does. He got iron, rolled up around the guy wire and out of bounds. That top of the rim with the guy wire there is out of bounds here at South. And the Panthers will have it on the team rebound.
Yeah, Sandifer probably forced that shot, but again, he hasn't seen the ball much, so he's anxious.
This, by the way, ties the biggest lead in the ball game, which has been 11. Inside five to play. Hunter Lloyd, Ben Chastain, Tucker Blackwell, Phil King, and there's a turnover. Last touch by Terre Haute North. And Chance Coyle, the five white shirts. So let's see. Usually in this situation, Coyle will trigger it out, and he gets the ball from the official over to
Boy. That was right in front of the official. He didn't call that foul. Boy, Lloyd got mugged.
Hunter couldn't throw the ball because the guy wrapped his hand around him, and we got a whistle and a grab that time.
Yeah, kind of hard to throw the ball when your arms are pinned next to your side.
Well, it's one and one time, and the Panthers will be going to the free throw line. Well, you were talking about Chris Bamba, and he comes in replacing Hunter Lloyd, who has yet to score tonight. Well, to the free throw line is Chance. Three out of four tonight from the line. Shooting one in the bonus. Remember, South got in the double bonus as early as the 4:44 mark in the second quarter. Chance now 4 of 5 from the line. So his first point from the free throw line to go along with a three. And the regular field goal, so he has 6 second-half points, looking for double figures, and he's in twin figures as he has hit now 5 of 6 from the line. That foul, by the way, was on Braxton Poor, his second. Panthers' biggest lead at 13, 42-29. A.J. Smith backing up the offense. And Terre Haute North just having all kinds of problems getting into its offense. And right now, that being said, Todd Wolfley wants a timeout. We'll break for a half minute on our commercial service scoreboard. 4:22 away from Panther win number 4, and it's first in Conference Indiana. They lead comfortably by 13, 42-29. Back in a half, you're listening to South Panther basketball. Well, back we come. To the home score, Joe Smith, John Callahan, Andre Siefker, 42-29. No basketball tomorrow night. Next Tuesday night will be our final broadcast before the new year. It'll be Edgewood, a big winner tonight, 54-27.
Clayton Owens had
Clayton Howard.
14 points, 10 rebounds, double-double for him.
54-27, Edgewood now 4-2 on the year, and a boy-girl sweep and a shove-out as Ben Chastain just shoved the ball handler, Sandifer, out of bounds.
Clayton Owens is a gentleman I went to high school with. I was good friends with him. That's why.
42-29, and now we got to grab the other way. So a foul fest is broken out here.
I think that's the official you mentioned in the first half that went to the eye doctor.
Must have been. Yeah, that was another LD call. 34 picked up the personal foul, and that's three, and that's Keyshawn Sandifer. All right, South's got the basketball. South's in the 1-1, 18 fouls now on Terre Haute North, and another grab. And now Sandifer picks up, my gosh, he's got four already in the ballgame. That's two quick ones inside a minute.
Joins Riley with four personal fouls.
Riley, of course, not in there. Yeah, he is in there. We'll see how long he stays in the ballgame. He's probably totally tonight. He was a non-starter. He's been in and out because of foul problems. His hitting the free throw is Phil King. He's perfect tonight, 3 for 3. But his longevity, minutes-wise, has been what, John? Less than 2 minutes total?
It has. I'll say he'll pick up his fifth foul in 90 seconds.
So Phil King is 4 for 4, helping that aggregate. And Phil, all of Phil's points from the free throw line, where he's still perfect on the year. He hasn't missed any of the seven that he's taken. Biggest lead of the ball game, 44-29. Long range three, left wing, no good. Easy rebound, chance foil. Here comes South the other way. No particular hurry. This one is all neatly wrapped and tucked under the Christmas tree. And a win number one in Conference Indiana for the Southsiders tonight. And the Southsiders call a little powwow. We'll keep it right here. Don't forget our postgame show, brought to you by Advanced Auto Care and Black Lumber, will be coming up in just a bit. Tonight's broadcast being brought to you in part by Taylor Quality Cleaning and Restoration, where they don't just clean your glass, they clean your whole house. Online at TaylorQualityCleaning.com. They'll be presenting our Clean the Boards Award. Clean the glass is what I want to say. Well, you could say clean the board and the glass. 44-29. Who's some of the leading candidates for the felines tonight?
Tucker Blackwell, he's a candidate, as well as Chance Coyle and Josh Hall. Got a score from Southport. Southport 31-23. They're midway in the second quarter. Paul Scruggs has 18 points for Southport.
Well, you knew that he was going to have to pick up the slack. What with Joey Brunk not playing, in street clothes and in a boot. Ankle injury suffered last Saturday night, so they're minus one of their big stars. 44-29, and the Panthers, after J.R. calls a timeout, avoids a turnover there at the timeline on a nice save by Chance Coyle. But J.R. wants a little half-court offense run right now. Chris Bamba stays in the ballgame. Tucker Blackwell, Connor Seifers. Seifers and Chastain this year have played a lot together. Seifers won't hurt you. He's a good ball handler, and Connor has a basket tonight, and he's fouled. And we'll be going to the line, and he's going to be shooting two, because now, with 3:09 to play, the rest of the way, the Panthers in a double bonus again.
Joe, the Panthers, who really struggled at the charity stripe in the first half, they've really shot much better here. They've hit their 7 of 7 here in the second half of the stripe.
Seifers, 1 of 2 tonight. His second opportunity, now with 3 points on the year, on the night, and I will make it 4. So he and Chastain between them have 9 points, so scoring well off of the bench, both of them. 46-29, and the lead continues to widen. Terre Haute North has been held to 3 points here in the quarter, and we're down inside 3 minutes to play. This will be a nice defensive gem for the Southsiders. Another foul on Bloomington South. This should be a shooting foul. This will be their best effort since the 38 they gave up to Bedford North Lawrence. And that Panther foul is going to be nailed on Chris Mamba. I think that's three on Chris.
Sure, I'll tell you the other thing. These are the first free throws for Terre Haute North in the second half.
At the line, and, well, poor was very poor there as he shot an air ball.
Boy, you hate to do that on the road.
A two-handed push. You better give it more oomph.
Yeah, hate to do that on the road.
Don't think JR had the floor fan down there blowing it out of its zone. That one is in. So poor. His first points of the night. Here's a kid that had been averaging 10 points. Fast breaking. South holds up. And with it, Bamba leaves it for Chance Coyle. Back to Bamba. Over to Tucker Blackwell. Two below his average. Tucker in double figures. And there's a grab. And I just can't understand the philosophy of Terre Haute North fouling. It makes no sense. I mean, you know. It's 2:35 to play, a 16-point lead, and that was a silly foul, and that was placed on Jalen Owens, and now he's got three. And back to the line, Connor Seifers, who's just was there a minute ago and nailed his opportunities, and he, like King, neither one of them missed many. King is still perfect on the year. I'm looking at Connor. And he was one of two, but he hasn't missed any tonight. He's four for four. 48 to 30. It keeps widening out. And a foul called again on a Southsider on a drive by A.J. Smith. And he'll go to the line. Terre Haute North has scored 4 points here in the quarter. And Chris Mamba gets nailed on another personal foul. So we'll see who... Well, of course, King is all rather Kobe Riley with four personal fouls on the bench right now. Smith, a good-looking free-throw shooter, hasn't missed tonight of the three that he's taken. 17-point lead, been as high as 18 just seconds ago. But the Patriots have struggled mightily here in the second half, so he whittles things down to 16. They have scored only 15 second-half points. Against the Southside defense, a little pressure. Seifer sees it. There's the lane. Got it. Count it. And back to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. So Connor Seifers, his second field goal, and he's got 8 points all of a sudden. How about that? That's a new career high for the young man. He had scored only five total in the six previous games that he's played, this being the seventh, and he's got 8 points in the air, and he rims it out. So... the best of them miss from time to time. They deal it outside. That is poor. A three ball, no good. And that was shot over there by Denani. And that's cleared out of there now as Tucker Blackwell comes across the timeline. 2 minutes to play. Running offense. JR will be going to his bench. Bill King with it right now. Alex Franklin will get ready to check into the ball game. The young sophomore here in a second. Bamba delivers it down now to Phil. And they'll run some time off the clock as Chance Coyle touches it against Keyshawn Sandifer. Seifers down to a minute 39. Franklin hopes to get in the game. South running its offense right now. JR might call a timeout. Trey Bamba getting ready to check in as well at the next dead ball. There's Blackwell. Count it. And Blackwell will go to the free throw line. So Tucker Blackwell, with his average of 18, he's right there now. And he'll be going to the free throw line.
He got off to a slow start, just 1 of 5 from the field, but he's hit 7 of his last 8.
Yeah. Alex Turner has checked in, the 5'10 senior. Alex Franklin in. JR clears his bench. Save Tucker Blackwell, who will try to complete the three-point play. Here comes Garrett Hickman in. Everybody getting folks in here to play the final 128. Night is through for Jalen Owens. He leaves with 6. So Tucker looking for his 19th point of the night. 71% on the air, and he's got it, and he'll come out. So a nice effort by Tucker Blackwell. He had 7 in the second half. 53-32, biggest lead back now, sitting at 21, and A.J. Smith is fouled. Well, I don't know. It'll be up to them to say it was a shooting foul. I believe it was. Nope, it was not. Whistle came before the shot. That is only the sixth team foul. So it'll be out of bounds to Terre Haute North. We'll have our post-game show and have a quick wrap-up. I think we're doing pretty good on our spot load for tonight, our holiday spot load. And Terre Haute North will move to 0-1 in the league, 2-3 overall. A long three by Poor, no good, or rather a new face into the lineup. We'll get him in a second. Down to a minute to play. Alex Franklin with the basketball. Trey Bamba won that game at the buzzer with a tray. Loose ball, let's see, and let's see. Garrett Hickman, going after the ball like he just recovered a fumble. Mixing it up down there with Sean Happening. He was the kid that was a real good wide receiver on the football team.
Sure was.
And he's the one that took that last three-pointer, by the way, Happening.
Brought rain with that one.
Yeah, he did. Well, here's Hickman, who had the 12 points to lead the JVs tonight and connecting at the free throw line. So everyone is settled in, now hitting their free throws. And I got to think this is Hickman's first points, his first free throws. He hit them both.
I think he's the leading scorer on the JV team. Oh, he had 17 last week.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. And it's been well balanced, 55-32 now. All South, they broke out of an 11-11 tie and went on from there. Led at 27-17 at halftime, 36-26 at the end of three, and now lead, its biggest lead at 23 points. So Hickman nailing both of his free throws. Alex Turner defensively doing the job on Happening. And now we got another whistle and a foul. Let's see. We'll wait.
I believe it's going to be on.
So the Southsiders nailed on the personal foul. At the free throw line and connecting is Braylon Compton, his first visit to the line.
Brian McCord.
Yeah, the senior. So McCord is in there with Franklin, Hickman, Bamba and Turner. And Braylon Compton nailing both, and the Panthers will put this one away in the final half minute. Trey Bamba delivers it over to the senior, Alex Turner. Down on the wing, Alex Franklin played well in that JV game. Turner is open from three. Teammates encouraging to shoot, but he would not pull the trigger. And we unlikely will have another shot here down to six, and that's going to be your final. 55-34, and our postgame show has arrived, brought to you by Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care. Panthers 1-1 in Conference Indiana. They move to 4-3 overall, and they throw a defensive gem tonight at the feet of Terre Haute North. Back with our postgame show after this 2-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.